WJTL Jordan Merritt, his song Seasons. Hi, good morning. Happy Thursday. It's 7:19.
And today we are seeing partly sunny skies in the forecast with a high up to 76. The sky is clearing up tonight with a low dropping down to about 49. Friday tomorrow is looking mostly sunny as well with a high of 70. Hope you enjoy these last few warm days. Saturday and Sunday are looking cloudy with a chance of some rain. High of 55 Saturday, high 60 Sunday. And right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 46 degrees.
This morning, our very special guest, Andy Bockert, is with us. Andy is the Chief Operations Officer for Friends in Action International, and they're located in Middletown. They have a big event coming up. But Andy, good morning again to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me,
Fred. Before we talk about the event, tell us again what Friends in Action International does.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. So Friends in Action International, we work alongside and partner with ministries, missionaries, mission organizations internationally. We provide construction services and practical services to help alleviate that stress on them. So a missionary goes over to get established to preach the gospel, evangelize, but they may need their house built. They may need solar put in. They may need some infrastructure done. Well, that's going to delay their ministry. So Friends in Action, using short-term mission trips, we support them by two-week trips through construction projects. So if they have a house to build, we build their house. They can focus on evangelism while we take off that burden off of them.
I love that. Do you have any great stories that kind of can give us some insight into what you
do? Yeah, so the first spot I had mentioned about our partner, Malandalo, over in Uganda, but we also partner with Ethnos 360, New Tribes Missions, in Papua New Guinea. So we built an aviation hangar for them, for NTM Aviation. And why that is so important is because the only way into the bush in Papua New Guinea is either by chopper or by plane. And this hangar is a place where they can put their equipment, they can get it out of the weather, they can do the maintenance on it to facilitate the work that they do by getting much needed goods and equipment and people out into the bush. So by doing the hands-on ministry, by building that aviation hangar, that equips them then to be more successful in their ministry, getting the gospel out into the bush.
It's really the nuts and bolts of making their ministry work. And I love that you're ministering to the ministers, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing, if they want to find out how they could support you, pray for you, they could do that online.
That's right. Our website is FIAINTL.org. You can go there. You can learn about our short-term mission trips. You can learn about the different fields that we minister to, and also learn a bit about our staff as well.
Another way they could get involved with what you're doing is you have an upcoming event. I'm excited to be part of it. It's happening May 2nd. It's your 5th annual Community Fun Day and Mission Expo. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, so it's going to be at our headquarters at 3950 East Harrisburg Pike, just between Elizabethtown and Middletown. And we do this every year. For the last 5 years, we've invited the public to a family-free event where they can come in and just enjoy the day, no commitment, learn a little bit about missions. We have some stations set up. We'll have a welding station and an excavating station. We'll do some shipping expo as well, because we do some international shipping. We've also invited other local partners in with us. So we'll have Crossworld Ministries there. We'll have Malandala there, representation. We'll also have Ethnos 360, a local community Bible church will be there. So it's an opportunity just for the public to engage, not only to see a little bit about what we do, but other opportunities that local ministries provide as well.
And I know you have a lot going on that day. I know my friend Jesse Rothacker is going to be there with Forgotten Friends Reptile. I'm going to sing there. What are some of the things that will be going on in addition to the expo?
Yeah, so being that this is our 5th year, we kind of pulled out all the stops. So, of course, like you said, you'll be there. And Kids Cookie Break will be there as well. So That's awesome to have them back. But we'll have a barrel train, a custom-made barrel train. That's all I'll say. You have to come and see it.
That sounds cool. That sounds exciting.
So we did a great job on that. We're going to have a candy cannon. We're going to have, like I said, some expos like welding. We'll have our water pump there that we install in West Africa when we drill wells. The kids can come and operate that and really understand that, you know, oftentimes people can't go just to the spigot and get a glass of water.
Right.
So it's a lot of hands-on and just that type of thing. We'll have food trucks too. We'll have about 6 food trucks there, local food trucks that we got engaged. So just a lot going on for this 5th year. A
lot of fun stuff. The free 5th annual Community Fun Day and Mission Expo happening in Middletown there just on Harrisburg Pike. It's May the 2nd. What time do you start that morning?
Yeah, 9 o'clock we'll start. 9 to 2.
And you don't need to sign up. You could just come.
Yep, just come. Yep, that's exactly right.
And folks can visit your website if they want more information, FIA. AINTL.org, or you said your YouTube is a great place to find out more stuff.
Yeah, so we have a lot of our project videos on YouTube, a lot about who we are, and then you get to see the projects that we work on. So, like, tradesmen, if you're out there listening and you're thinking that you can't connect to missions, no way. That was 30 years of my past has been in construction, and now I'm serving the Lord through construction.
I love that. So, yeah,
they'll wonderful. Get a chance to see that on our YouTube channel.
Very cool. Love having you here, Andy. Thank you so much for coming. Check it out. May the 2nd. It's coming up. Also, visit online, FIAINTL.org. Andy, have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go. This is Natalie Grant, Greatness of Our God on WJTL. Good morning.